道完善的讲道啊，啊，今天就是最后一次了。
Tonight will be the last meeting that we have in the evening.
明天是上午啊，我怕我讲座是九点半啊。
Starting tomorrow, we'll have a meeting in the morning at 9:30 a.m.
我知道很不容易啊，在晚上的时间，很多人从很远的地方来。
I understand it hasn't been easy because some of us commute from a long distance to here.
那么我呢，就起初啊，我有意思啊，只讲到九点呢，就一定讲完。
At first, I set my mind to stop at 9 o'clock.
那么有人很有爱心，一定我讲九点十分。
Some of our brother and sister here insist that maybe I should go on until 9:10.
去慢慢就不管他啦，就讲九点一刻，讲九点半。
So I just let myself go and went on to 9:15 and then even 9:30.
你们知道吧？我很佩服你们的。
I do not know if you understand the fact that I have a lot of respect for you.
只有讲要求讲少一点的，很少要求讲多一点的。
Because most cases people would expect or request that I have a shorter message instead you request to have a longer message.
那么今天虽然是礼拜五啊，我试试看不要讲满到九点半好不好？我试试看，尽所能啊。
Even though tonight is a Friday evening, I will make an effort not to pass 9:30.
无论如何了。我也知道啊，这个太长了不容易，不过明天你就要准备好你自己，明天呢到底是三个钟头的。
I hope that you will prepare yourself because tomorrow we should be having a three-hour session.
我就不晓得为什么我有三个钟头，我到现在都还没有明白啊，都没有明白。
I still kind of lost why we have set up for 3 hours tomorrow.
九点半到十二点半。
In actuality, it's from 9:30 to 12.
所以要预备好才可以来了。不过我是希望讲两个半钟头完啊。
I hope that you all prepare yourself before you come, and I'll make an effort to include myself or to stop at 2.5 hours.
希望能够做到。这个做到的意思呢，至少啊，我能够有系统的讲完我所要讲的。
I really hope that I can systematically finish whatever I have set in mind.
不要零零碎碎啊，没有讲完，这不大好啊。
I hope that I will not stop in midstreams so that I'll leave you leaving here with some uncompleted thoughts.
我们先来低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的天父，感谢你的深恩，今天晚上再一次召聚我们在一起。主啊，这是何等大的恩典，从东南西北，从各种人的中间，你呼召我们，使我们在一个教会里头，我们都能够彼此为肢体，能够在主的面前常常有机会来听来看你的话语。哦，主啊，求你把你的话放在我们的心里，好让我们一生一世因着你的话语，因为行你的道而蒙福。我们要恳求恩主，使我们从年轻的时候就开始认识你，我们一生都蒙恩典。主啊，我们赞美你，为这几天晚上我们特别有这用这么长的时间来看你的话语。主啊，我们觉得这是不属于世界的，这也不是世人的道路，但是我们很愿意常常存一个谦卑的心来到你的面前，要追求认识更多更深的道，好让我们的生命有长进。今天晚上我们恳切地为这个聚会祷告，求你帮助讲的、翻译的、听的都有圣灵感动。我们祷告奉主耶稣圣名，阿们。昨天晚上我们讲到主耶稣的生活。
Last night we talked about the kind of living that Christ had on earth.
那个意思就是说啊，做一个基督徒就是要跟着主耶稣的脚步，跟着他的路线来做基督徒。
what I was trying to share with you was the fact that as a Christian, we should try to follow Christ's footsteps.
很多啊，可能有几十个地方，或者超过几十个地方，你可以对对看呐、啊，到底我这样像不像，对不对？
There are many places in the gospel that you can compare yourself as to the kind of lifestyle Christ led when he was on earth.
啊，今天我们要讲到主耶稣基督的言论。
Tonight I'm going to share with you the sayings of Christ, the teachings of Christ.
同时在这个言论里面都有比喻在里头。
At the same time, I'll share with you the parables that Christ said.
虽然我们已经讲过啊，我们要讲到基督的工作啊，神迹啊。地上说他们常常会连在一起的。
Although we will try to share with you some of the work that Christ did and some of the miracles he wrought, yet they will tie closely to his teachings and his parables.
比方说他这个常常是连在一起的。
For example, his teachings and his parables will tie closely together.
他在做工的时候常常行神迹，他也常常连在一起的。
Why Christ was doing different type of work there, his show a lot of miracles at the same time.
这五件事情啊，它包括的圣经啊，多得不得了。
In these five areas, you can find many, many Bible verses relating to them.
在马太福音里面有十八章。
In the Gospel of Matthew, there are 18 chapters recording.
在路加里面有十七章。
And in the Gospel of Luke, there are 17 chapters on these subjects.
单单这两本啊，已经很多了。
Just these two Gospels together, there are many, many different chapters covering these areas.
当然我就讲不完了。
Indeed, I do not have enough time to cover with you in detail.
我在想一个办法，有什么办法能够很容易了解，或者有系统的了解到底它是什么东西。
So I was trying to think through if there's any approach I can use so that you can understand the meaning of it.
今天晚上我们开始来注意基督的言论。
So tonight we'll pay attention to Christ's teachings.
我有一本英文圣经啊。
I have an English Bible.
这个英文圣经呢，凡是耶稣讲的话都是用红的字来印的。
It was printed in such a way that all Jesus saying were printed in red.
也有的是一些记载啊、记录啊，那么就是用黑的。
As far as the other recordings, they were printed in black.
但是若是主耶稣亲口讲的，他是用红的。
But all Christ's sayings were printed in red.
这个很好呀。
I think that was a very good feature.
你马上就晓得啊，这就是耶稣讲的。
Because immediately you can distinguish Christ's teachings.
那么我们就特别注意。
So we can pay more attention to them.
因为这句话是主耶稣讲的。
Because this was being taught by Christ.
那么这些话里头呢，有一些啊，是可以说特别重要。
Among the different teachings he had, some of them may be more pertinent to us.
我不敢说别的不重要。
I dare not to say that the other are less important.
就是圣经啊。
Because they are all God's words.
如果有的那些红的呢，就格外的特别的着重，就是这个是特别要紧啊。
Maybe those texts printed in red can call our special attention to them.
我来读一两节看看好不好？
Because those are really very important messages.
请你们打开马太福音。
Would you please turn with me your Bible, the Gospel of Matthew?
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
我不瞒你们说啊，这一节圣经是我刚刚上讲台忽然间来的。
I want to share with you frankly the fact that this verse just came to me after I stepped on the platform here.
我突然间想到，为什么不从这一节圣经开始呢？那为什么不讲这节圣经呢？突然间就来了，我觉得可能这是神的引导。
Suddenly it occurred to me that I can share with you this particular verse.
你们来看看啊，十一章第二十八，应该是读完三十节的，不过呢。我想我们读一节吧，时间不够啊，读一节，读二十八节。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
好厉害啊，这好大胆啊，你懂我。
What a strong message it is to us.
我这样讲就不行了，我哪里敢这样讲啊。
I don't think I dare to say anything resembling that.
很多大理哲学家都不敢这样讲。
And so are many other great philosophers, I don't think any one of them dares to say something like that.
因为他讲了，他就做不到。
Because even if they would like to say it, still they know that they cannot live up to it.
犯老虎担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All you who are weary and burdened, you can come to me.
我就使你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
如果得不到呢？
What happens if the person cannot fulfill that?
不可以讲的哦，你只是要给得到才可以讲哦。
Well, no person can say anything like that unless he has some kind of assurance he can fulfill that.
那么全世界的人啊，都有忧愁，都有重担啊，都来了，你怎么办？
We know all those who are weary and burdened, if they all come to you, what are you going to do with it?
啊，你能给这个得安息，你能不能给所有人都得安息啊？好大口气啊！
Maybe sometime we can fulfill the need of one or two people, but it's impossible to meet the need of everyone.
那么全世界的人都能证明这是真的。
But all those people who have tried it can testify to the fact that this is indeed true.
世界的每一个角落都有人到耶稣面前来。
Because in every corner on this earth, there are people who have come to Christ.
来的时候呢，就有重担。
When they come with a burden.
有人生的问题。
They come with weariness.
啊，甚至伤脑筋。
They have all kinds of problems.
很辛苦。
And their hearts are burdened.
一来，放下来了。
After they come to Christ, their burdens are lifted.
心里面有平安了。
Instead, the peace fills their heart.
很奇妙的。
It's really very difficult to understand.
各地方的人都能够吗？
No matter at which corner in the earth.
我从前啊，在香港买了一座房子。
Some years ago, I bought a flat in Hong Kong.
为神学院的用处。
It was for the use of the seminary.
有花园啊。
There's a little yard outside.
有这个房子房间啊，有30多。
And there are about 30 rooms there.
哇，很大哦。
It's a very spacious place.
那么原来呢，这个房子的主人啊，有个工人。
The former owner had a maid there.
他呢，就没有信主。
And the person has not accepted Christ.
而且出名会吵架。
And the person was known for being quarrelsome.
连主人都怕他的。
And even the master was kind of afraid of.
一吵起架来，没有人不怕他的。
Because you know, once she gets into a argument with anyone, nobody can match her.
那么他也很苦恼。
But then she was really worrisome too.
那个主人对我说。
The former owner told me.
周牧师啊，我把这个房子卖给你。
Reverend Jang, I'm willing to sell this place.
你要求你收留这个工人。
I sincerely request that you will keep this maid here.
这个没有道理，买房子配工人，这个没有道理。
It's really hard to understand, you know, because kind of an unusual request.
但是他对我说。
But the owner told me.
每一个钥匙在那里，他都晓得。
No matter which key to what room, you know, this maid knows.
每个毛病在那里，他都晓得。
No matter what kind of problem related to this place, the maid is aware.
用它呢，就不会吃亏的。
So if you keep her, it will be to your benefit.
所以呢，主人到外国去，我就要了它。
So after the owner left, I kept the maid.
很好了，不过要预备要他吵架。
It was nice to have a person being so helpful, but I was watchful of her too.
她也听讲到我。
And she came to our meetings also.
她信主啊。
And then she came to accept Christ too.
这怎么会信主啊？
It was just so wonderful beyond belief that how she could accept Jesus Christ.
我很快乐，我觉得这是个比买房子的收获还要大。
I was so glad because to me that was a greater reward than to own this place.
后来她到外国去了。
And then later on, she went overseas too.
有人请她到外国去。
Because some people gave her an invitation to go.
一定是她有本事啊，所以给她请到外国去。
Must because of the fact that she is very competent, that's why someone invited her to go.
去了之后，她写一封信给我。
After she left, she wrote me a letter.
我只是要讲这封信。
And what I'd like to share with you was the content of the letter.
她再三多谢我。
She thanked me over and over again.
她说你信不信？
She said, you know, I don't know whether you believe or not.
我呢，一信主啊，就好像个大石头这样掉下来。
The moment after I accepted Christ, it seemed to me a big burden was lifted from me.
他不懂啊。
She did not understand.
所以她问我的信不信。
That's why she asked me whether I believe it or not.
她不晓得很多人都是大石头掉下来的。她以为只有她大石头掉下来的。
She did not understand that that experience was shared by everyone who has accepted Christ.
她说你信不信？
So she asked me that, do you believe such a thing?
我写信告诉她姊妹啊，个个都是这样掉下来的了。
So I wrote her back and said, beloved sister, that was the exact experience of every Christian.
这一个人他没有真理的近视。
This person lacks the knowledge.
他不大懂的。
So she did not quite understand then.
但是他有经验啊。
And yet she was able to experience.
那个经验就是这个经验了。
And that was what's being mentioned here.
劳苦担重担到耶稣面前来。
All those who are weary and burdened come to Christ.
那么你就得安息。
And he will give us rest.
这个就啊，不是说慢慢得安息。
And this, the fact that he gives us, it's not the, in a gradual process.
我常常同你们讲啊，这个字很要紧，记得不记得？我这个，我觉得这个圣经是用字写的，所以每一个字都要紧。
Very often I like to call attention to the fact that every word in the Bible has its own, importance.
就是安息。
Instantaneous, the type of, result that will take place on our, on our.
不是讲今天有一点安息。
It's not that today you get a little bit of it.
明天又有一点点。
And tomorrow you get a little further.
过了两年又有一点点。
And maybe 2 years from now you get a greater installment of.
做基督徒不是这样做法的。
This is not the kind of life that we lead as a Christian.
一信，石头就掉下来。
Instead, it is kind that the moment after we receive, the burden is lifted instantaneously.
但是仔细想想啊，耶稣好大口气啊。
But if you think about it, you know, how what Jesus said here.
这样厉害说，什么人来，你克就得安息。
He was extremely confident of himself and told us the promise that whoever comes, the moment we receive, we will get the peace.
这个安息呢，在原来的圣经的意思就是什么？
What was the original meaning of this word rest here?
就是就好像这一条带子啊，是橡皮的。不过这个不大是这个橡皮的。
It has something to do with the fact that the example like this piece of a ribbon here.
它可以拉一拉就拉长。
If you stretch it, it will elongate.
很紧。
And it becomes really tight.
这个人就是这样啊。
That's the kind of condition we are in.
紧张。
Really tense.
那生活问题啊。
All kinds of problems.
怕失业啦。
Maybe worry about losing our job.
孩子变坏了。
Maybe our kids don't behave.
这个整天紧张。
That's kind of a tense condition.
我们要紧张到老，到离开世界才放松的。
That's the tense condition we tend to be in all the time until we take our last breath.
这叫劳苦重担。
This is what the Christ means by worrisome and burdensome.
拉紧。
Really stretched.
那么现在有专家就教人说啊，你这样你要死的啊，你要放松啊。
So there are many specialists teaching us or telling us that we should take life easy.
我来教你一点办法放松，好不好
？I'd like to share with you some ways you can relax.
买个摇椅。
Maybe you can get a rocking chair.
坐在那里摇。
Rock yourself back and forth, back and forth.
那么现在世界有个摇椅的俱乐部啊，它是专门给人摇的。
There's a club that people join for the rocking chair club.
有没有道理啊？一摇啊，很多东西都摇掉了，很不错的。
Many people hope that if they roll back and forth, they can roll some of their troubles away.
有点道理。
Maybe there's some logic to it.
或者我们睡在床上。
Or maybe when we
这不必摇
了。Lay on bed, we don't need any more rocking.
个个都有床。
We all have a bed.
我们把我们的每一块肌肉都放松。
We try to relax every muscle in our body.
像糯米这样的。啊，像那个软的东西一样，很软的。
Something really soft.
软烂皮皮的，放松。
Just complete relaxation there.
你等到啊，每一个关节、每一块肌肉都放松呢，你慢慢的你就恢复。
Maybe by the time you feel that every piece of muscle, every joint is relaxed, then you'll be in much better condition.
很多人读到这些东西的哦，但是还是没有放松哦。
Many people know theThe technique, and yet they do not lead a relaxed life.
你要放松很多办法，至少十个八个你起码都可以提出来的。
There are many ways that we can use to relax ourselves.
去钓鱼啊。
Maybe like go fishing.
你钓什么都忘记了。
Maybe while you're fishing, you forget all your problems.
但是你要回家是吧？
But don't forget the fact that you have to go home after.
你不能24小时坐在那里，你要回来的嘛。
Even if you spend the whole day there, you still have to go home after that.
好一点，好一点，我承认好一点。
Well, I have to agree that now sometimes it helps.
但是这个原来圣经的意思，这个安息是什么意思？
But what's being meant as rest here?
他是说原来是拉紧的。
Has to do with the fact originally we are really tense.
这个安息就是放松。
And the rest has to do with the fact that we can relax.
这个字就是放松。
This word has the meaning of relaxation.
主耶稣说你紧张啊。
Christ told us if we are tense.
压力太大。
Too much pressure.
问题太多啊。
Too many problems.
你辛苦得不得了啊。
You feel so miserable.
你不能解决问题了，你来呀，来来。
They are insurmountable.
我立刻给你放松。
As soon as you come to me, I'll give you rest and give you the relaxation.
你看，单单这么一句话，耶稣的言论这样一句半句，我底下都没有读啊，就读一句半句，读一句觉得哇，这个恩典啊，不得了。
Now what a great promise it is. Even though you know, I have only shared with you one verse here.
耶稣基督能够为人所做的，在圣经里面单单凭他嘴里所讲的，有时候一句半句啊，你一生都享用不尽的。
Christ's teaching in the Bible, there, you know, teaching some of them, they can benefit our lives throughout.
不过有时候呢，就长很多了。
Some of them may be longer teaching.
我刚才讲的都是短的，是吧？
This is one of the shorter teachings.
一句两句就了了，但是有的很长。
And some other teaching may be much longer than
that. 你们回到马太第五章。
If you turn back with me to Matthew chapter 5.
你们打开的时候就看一看啊，这个第五章呢开头怎样讲啊。
We may want to pay attention to the fact that how chapter 5 begins here.
耶稣看见第一篇，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，自己坐下。门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
When Christ saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying,
这个第五、第六、第七就是教训。
And it started from chapter 5, went on to chapter 6, and then 7. Those are all Christ's teachings.
这一次的讲道有什么长？
Christ's teaching spans 3 chapters there.
我看见很多的书讲这几章的书都是这么厚。
I've read some books concerning these 3 chapters. They are very thick volume.
但是他坐在那里就讲一下讲了了，真是好本事，我真是不服本事。
But Christ just sat there and taught the people there.
那主耶稣的教导是很伟大的。
Jesus' teaching was really great.
我今天都没有办法讲嘛。
And I just didn't have enough time to share with you in detail.
只能够说点一点。
I can only highlight to you some of them.
而且不过是这一堆圣经里面随便这么点一下就是了。
And among all these teachings, I just point out very few of them.
我们因为这是最早的教导的圣经，所以我挑第五章。
This is the beginning of the Christ teaching, that's why I share with you here.
我所以会选第五章的原因，就是因为它是最早的教导，所以我挑这一章来讲嘛。
The reason I single out chapter 5 here because this was among the first teachings of Christ.
我们挑选几个地方看看，好不好
？Why don't we just skim over a few of them here?
一个地方看21到23节。
How about turn to verse 21 to 23 here?
我们没有时间，我把它同类的地方呢。看一看，第21，你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人，又说反杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，反向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，反骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审判，反骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。这好厉害啊！这圣经都是很严格的，很难的，很厉害的。23节，所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，那么就要把祭物留在那里了。
These are all pretty stern words here that Christ taught us especially like verse 23 here, if you're offering your gifts at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, you should leave the thing behind.
不准传言。
Christ taught us that we should not hold any grudge against anyone.
不准怀恨。
We should hold any hatred against anyone.
不可杀人。
And Christ not only taught us that we shouldn't kill.
不可发怒，不可发脾气。
He taught us that we shouldn't even get mad.
不可骂人。
We should not use a strong words with people.
不可恨人。
We should not hate people in our mind.
他讲别的吗？他讲别的东西。
Christ taught something else here.
他讲里头的。
He was teaching us what's inside us.
所以啊，他所讲的东西啊，是很深刻的。
That's why it's kind of a deep meaning there, what Christ was trying
我们说
to tell us.
不可杀人。
We ordinarily mention the fact that we should not kill.
这是外面的。
This is what's outside that
we
can see.
We
use a knife, something outside that everyone can see.
他是讲里头的。
But Christ taught us what's going on inside us.
发脾气啊。
When we get upset and get mad.
骂人啊。
We use a strong words.
心里面怀恨在心啊。
We hold grudges and hatred in our own hearts.
他讲里头的。
Christ called us to our attention to the fact what was going on inside us.
这比所有普通的教训。是深刻一点的。
This has a deeper meaning, penetration than ordinary teaching.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
那比方说，我恨那个人。
For example, I hate certain person.
恨他恨得要死。
Oh, hate it so much, even to the point of death.
杀人就是从这里来的吗
？That's the source that gives us the idea to murder someone.
里面先恨。
Because of this hatred.
咬牙切齿。
To the point that we snatch our teeth.
恨不得他死掉。
Oh, I just hope that hate the person so much that the person will
die. 忍不住的时候啊，来了。
To the point when we cannot hold ourselves back, we take the action.
他是讲了个恨，讲了个怀恨，讲了个杀人的根呐。
So what we see here, Christ points out to us the root of all our evil thoughts.
就是讲那个外面的恶的行为。
He doesn't just point us to our evil actions.
是吗？到处都是这样讲嘛，这一段圣经都是这样讲。
It's the same throughout in this whole passage here.
我们再看一节。
I'll call your attention to another passage here.
28节。
Verse 28.
28节，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。这如果有个坏的念头，他就犯了罪了。
Christ points us to us here, verse 28, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So the wrong kind of idea in our heart has already brought us to sin.
他不是讲说去犯肮脏的罪。
Christ doesn't point out the fact of our outside action.
他是说那个肮脏的念头。
But he called our attention to the fact of the wrong ideas.
其实这个念头，你细想，这个念头在什么地方啊
Now, ？Who knows where do those ideas come from？
啊，在这个世界，你知道，我们这个头脑啊，是一个最复杂的世界哦。
You know, in this world, this mind of ours is one of the most complex.
那么你注意哦，不好的杂志你就不要看。
So we should be mindful not to read magazines which are not good.
因为一反应，不好的念头就来了。
Because whenever it brings out some reaction on our part, then we have the wrong idea.
人就会犯罪了。
That will lead us into sin.
不好的电影。
The wrong kind of movie.
就根本就不能看，不能摸。
We shouldn't get ourselves involved at all.
结果啊，上面做戏，下面也做戏了。
Very often, after we watch those movies, it will lead us into evil acts.
这不对了。
That's the wrong,
那些不好的电影放的时候。
When those bad movies will play,
这个戏院里面的温度就是什么加高。
You can detect the temperature rise inside the movie house.
我是不好意思叫你去试验，这个地方不是好的地方，是吧
？Because it's an evil place, so I won't ask you to go and try out yourself.
拿一个寒暑表去看看呢
？Now, if you take a thermometer there,
房子里面改变了。
You find out that the whole atmosphere is changed inside.
房子的温度就加高了。
The temperature will rise gradually.
这人怎么会好呢？
If that's the condition, how can it help be of any benefit to us?
所以很多人问我可以不可以啊？怎么不要问了。
That's why when people ask me, you know, can I be doing certain things, I think you don't even have to bother.
因为你念头坏的念头不可以有，因为有就是犯罪了，所以就问题都不必大了。
Because Christ taught us here we shouldn't even have the wrong kind of thoughts, because that brings sin in us, so we don't even need to bother to investigate that anymore.
这个恨恨人是在里头。
The hatred is within us.
这个不好的肮脏的念头也是在里头。
And the dirty thoughts are also inside us.
你看他这种教训啊，都不是单单在表面上叫人做好，不是这种教训。
So Christ's teaching is not just superficial, advising or suggesting people should do good.
他是要叫人从里面着手，这里面不对，外面当然就不对了。